Shalom uvracha to all. This week's parsha is Parshas Balak. We are in year 40 of desert wanderings. And Balak is the king of Moab, and he is afraid of the Bnei Israel. He's afraid they will conquer his land. He was afraid they will take over his territory. He does not believe he can win over them militarily. So he hires famous Bilam, a prophet from the Umos HaOlam, who is known as a seer, a soothsayer, a magician of sorts amongst Umos HaOlam. He hires famous Bilam to come and curse the Jews. He figures that the source of the strength of Am Yisrael is their kol, HaKol Kol Yaakov, and therefore he will hire Bilam to come against them with a equipment of army, armaments of war that will bring them down, which is the power of voice. Of course, we all know that Bilam was very unsuccessful. Every time he tries to curse the Bnei Israel, Hashem puts beautiful blessings in his mouth. In fact, it's extremely interesting that the belief in Malach HaMashiach from the Chumash actually stems from the Nevuah of Bilam, Darach Kochav Meyakov. So Bilam says quite a number of beautiful blessings. I want to focus on a series of three psukim, one of which perhaps is the most famous of all of the blessings of Bilam HaRasha. Of course, Hashem uses Bilam as a conduit to recite blessings of God upon Klal Yisrael. The way we open up our Tefillah Shachris every morning, Parshas Balak, Parachof Dalet, Pasuk Hey, Matovu Ohalacha Yaakov Mishkanasecha Yisrael. How goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel. Kinechalim nitui keganos alena, are like streams, a nachal, a stream spread out. Keganos, like a garden, alena har, along a riverbank. Ka'ahalim nata Hashem, like aloes that Hashem planted. Ka'arazim alemaim, like cedar trees by water. Yizal mayim mi de layav, may water flow from his buckets. Vizaru b'mayim rabim, and his seed shall be abundant by water. Vyarum me'agag malko, may his king be exalted over Agag. Vesinase malchuso, and his kingdom shall be upraised, so shall be lifted up. So this is a series of three psukim. Of course, it is most famous because of the opening words, pasuk hei, matovo lachayako, mishkanasech Yisrael. And without Torah Shabbal Peh, it's very difficult to understand what these psukim are referring to. It is perachav dalab, Sukkim, Hey, Vav, and Zayin. However, since we, Baruch Hashem, do not learn Torah Shabbatah without Torah Shabbat Peh, and Chazal elucidate and explain for us what the Pesukim mean, we are going to look at the Gemara, which actually Rashi references in his commentary to Chumash. Rashi references this Gemara. The reason I chose to speak about this week is because with the ongoing war that Klal Yisrael is facing from the vicious enemy that has risen up to destroy us since October 7th. Not only is Medina Israel fighting for her existence, like Netanyahu said in the aftermath of the war breakout, we are fighting our second war of independence, but we see the enemy all over the world. B'chol dor v'dor, amdim aleinu v'chaloseinu. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal says, in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, Zecher Tzadik Kodoshim Lebracha, Rav Soloveitchik says, in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, Amalek is anyone in every generation who rises up to destroy us. Amalek is no longer a certain biological nation, a certain ethnicity, a certain religion, even though the original Amalek was a grandson of Esav HaRasha. Esav had Aliphas, Aliphas had Amalek. Amalek today, says Rav Chaim Brisker, is anyone in any generation who rises to destroy us. And today we see the enemies all over the world that abandon. Not only those who are fighting against Medina Yisrael in a physical way, Yimach Shema V'Zircham, but all those fighting against Medina Yisrael and Am Yisrael in a psychological fashion, in a war of terror that is mamish taking over the world, Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. And I think that these psukim can give us a lot of koach and a lot of chizuk during this time that we are going through, because Balak and Bilam also wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Bilam did not intend to bless the Jews. Bilam intended to curse the Jews. And instead of cursing the Jews, he said these beautiful blessings. So now let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara helps us understand what Bilam intended to say and what he actually said. And again, I think that there is a lot of chizuk here from these psukim, and that is why we are going to go through them together. The chizuk of understanding that even though our enemies come against us with a certain plot and a certain design, and that plot is really to destroy Am Yisrael, we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never let them destroy Am Yisrael. And that's the point that I want to bring out. Bilam and Balak also wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, but instead of destroying Klal Yisrael, and that was in the deepest recesses of their heart, instead of destroying Klal Yisrael, they blessed Israel. And that is Be'ezer Hashem, the chizuk that we should take, and Be'ezer Hashem, the geula and the Yeshua we will see today. It's true that our enemies rise up to destroy us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our side. I once read a quote from Rabbi Shlomo Riskin. He said, to be alone with God is to be with the majority of one. Of course, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our side, what they design and what they plot and what they plan to do to us will be overturned, and Hashem will ensure that from their wicked curses will come the most bountiful blessings. So let's go to the Gemara, where Masechet Sanhedrin, Kuf Hei Amar Beis. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Mi birkaso shall also rasha ata lameid mahaya belibo. From the blessings of that wicked one, meaning Bilam, you learn what was really in his heart. And Rashi to the Gemara says as follows, Mi birkasav ata lameid mahaya belibo. From the blessings of this wicked one, you learn what was in his heart. Rashi quotes a pasuk from Devarim. It's Devarim Peruch of Gimel Pasuk Vav. The pasuk in Devarim says, Vayafoch Hashem el kechocha saklal lebracha. Again, we're quoting Rashi to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Hei Amar Beis. The Rashi says, Vayafoch Hashem l'kechocha sekol l'vracha. He quotes a pasuk from Devarim, where the pasuk in Devarim says, and Hashem your God turned the curse into blessing. Says Rashi on the Gemara, Hu hayarotza l'kalalam, he Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, v'kach, he wanted to curse them, shelo yabate knisyo. He wanted to say, you should not have places of worship. You should not have shuls. You should not have bate knesio. V'lona san rishos. Hashem did not give him permission to bring upon curses. V'amar ma'tovo alacha Yaakov. Instead of being able to curse us, Hashem ensured that his wicked words of curse would become blessings. So let's go back to the Gemara. That was Rashi. Mi'berchaso sh'osa rasha atala meid ma'haya belibo. From the blessing of that wicked one, you learn what was in his heart. B.K. Shlomar, he wanted to say, Shelo yu alehem bate knesiotu bate midrasho. Bilam wanted to say that Klal Yisrael should not be zeucha to have places of worship. We should not have synagogues. We should not have houses of Torah study. Instead, he was forced to say, Matovu alecha Yaakov. Instead, he said, we should have tents, meaning we should have places of worship. We should have places of tefillah and lima Torah. He wanted to say, Lo tishra shchina aleihem. Balaam wanted to say, the divine presence should not rest upon Klal Yisrael. Instead, he was forced to say, Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. He was forced to say, your dwelling places, O Israel. Mishkan Osecha is from the word shchina. Mishkan Osecha, shchina, shachin. He was forced to say that the shchina will dwell upon Klal Yisrael. Lo te machusan nimshechas. He wanted to say, their kingdom, the kingdom of Israel, shall not endure. Instead, he was forced to say, "Kinechalim natui." They will be stretched out like streams. Their kingdom will stretch out and will endure like a stream. The article footnote to the Gemara notes quotes the Maharsha. The Maharsha here sees an allusion to the point made by the sages that kings are anointed at the side of a river. That's from Maseches Kresos, Hey Amud Beis, where the Gemara points out that kings are anointed by the side of a river. So Bilam wanted to say their kingdom will not endure. Instead, he said, "Kinechalim naitui," it will be like streams that are stretched out. How is that a reference to kings? Because kings are anointed by the river. By the way, just as a side point, Rosh Hashanah is not so far away. One of the reasons we do Tashlich by a river is because Rosh Hashanah is coronation day. It's the day we anoint Hashem as king, and kings are anointed by river. So we go down to the river. That's Tashlich, to show we are anointing Hashem, our king, by the river. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. He wanted to say, Bilam, lo yulhem zeiti mukramim. Bilam wanted to say, we should not have olive orchards, we should not have vineyards. These are two of the Shivat HaMinim. Eret Dvarim 8:8. Eretz chitos ra v'gefen uteinev rimon eret zeit shemen udavash. He wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. We should not have gefen, we should not have zeit shemen. Instead, he was forced to say, kiganos alei nahar, like gardens. Gardens of olive trees, gardens of vineyards by a river. He wanted to say, Lo ya recha nodef. He wanted to say, may their fragrance, the fragrance of Klal Yisrael, not waft, W-A-F-T. He wanted to say their fragrance should not waft. What does that mean? Rashi on the Gemara says, mi mitzvos. Recho nodef means mi mitzvos. The mitzvos of Klal Yisrael give a beautiful scent to Am Yisrael. The mitzvos that we engage in, the halacha that we follow, the Torah we learn, gives us a beautiful scent. And this is an interesting teaching because we know when Mashiach comes, there will be a special scent. Perhaps what will that scent be? The scent of all the mitzvos of Klal Yisrael through the Doros. He wanted to say their scent of mitzvos shall not waft. Instead, he said, Ka'ahalim natashem, like fragrant aloes planted by God. He wanted to say, Lo yula melachim bale koma. He wanted to say we should not have kings of imposing stature. These are all the curses Bilam wanted to utter. Instead, he was forced to say, Ka'arazim aleimayim, our kings will be of such imposing stature, they will be like cedars by the water. Lo yalam melech ben melech, he wanted to say our kingdom will not endure and we will not have continuity. We won't have a king, the son of a king. Instead, he was forced to say, Yizal mayim midilayav, water will flow from his wells. This is a metaphor that children will issue from parents, stable, long-lasting dynasty. He wanted to say, Lo te malchusan sholatas bumos. He wanted to say, the kingdom of Israel should not enjoy dominion over the nations of the world. Instead, he was forced to say, Vizaro b'mayim rabim. And the seed, Vizaro, the seed of kings, the seed of Malchus, will be by many waters. This is a metaphor for the conquest of many nations. He wanted to say, Lo te aza malchusan, their kingdom should not be strong. Instead, he was forced to say, V'yaram me'agag malko. Agag, of course, is the king of Amalek. Our kingdom shall be exalted over Agag. He wanted to say, Lo te emas malchusan. He wanted to say the kingdom of Israel should not inspire fear amongst Umas Olam. Instead, he was forced to say, V'sinasei Malchuso, his kingdom will be exalted. The reason I chose to highlight this, I'm not sure the Gemara is so contemporary Parshanim, but it is a comment on contemporary times. We look at the world today, and the Bilams, and the Balaks, and the Amaleks who rise up to destroy us. And yet we see that though they intend to do us great evil, and though they intend to curse us, our kingdom, our state, our dominion, the waft of mitzvos, sons coming from fathers, synagogues, batei knesio, batei midrasho, they want to destroy it all. We know that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu overturned the plot, the design, the thought, and the curses of Bilam, and made it from klala to bracha, the Ezra Hashem, this piece of Torah, both Bichtav, the Psukim, the Baal Peh, the Gemara, quote Rashi and the Gemara should give us a great chizuk and a great koach, that we will see the plot of the enemies overturned today, and though they design and hope to curse us, to be alone with God is to be with the majority of one, Be'ezer Hashem, we will see all of their curses comes to great brachos. It should be Be'ezer Hashem, Be'karav Mamash, in our day, in our time. I wish everybody a wonderful day, and Be'ezer Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.